was aware that David had applied for another job, and there was a good chance that he might get that job. So yeah, you know, the quickness of the way it was all pushed through, you know, that kind of caught me out a little bit. But you know, I was aware a few days prior to it all going through that it might be the case.
So when the board said to you, David's on his way, and they were interested in you stepping up, did you have to think too long about that, or were you pretty keen?
Well, yeah, I was pretty keen, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for me to progress in my own personal career. And I also think it's going to be good for the club to keep that continuity going that I was involved with David.
Yeah, because of course Histon fans will be well aware of the fact that you worked very closely with David on all of the success from last season, beating the drop and getting all of those young players through. But perhaps fans elsewhere won't know that you're pretty closely connected with the club, and your aim will be, I suppose, to try and keep some continuity.
That's correct. You know, when David first came in and took over from John Beck, he asked me to step up and become his assistant. Which I was glad to do, and obviously working with him over the last 2 years has been an amazing experience to learn from somebody that not necessarily had the coaching experience I've got, but that playing experience at the level that David played at. I think it's important that I can continue the good work that David started, and can keep the youngsters coming through at the football club and progressing in the way that we really want them to.
Yeah, and Russell mentioned in his interview that there's some money available for you to get an assistant. Have you got a good idea of a few candidates who you might be able to get in?
Yeah, over the last 24 hours, you know, since I heard that there could be a chance that they're going to offer me the job, subsequently offering me, I've put together a shortlist. I have an outstanding candidate that I would like to get in. I can say that. I won't tell you who it is yet in case it doesn't come to fruition. But I do have a number one that I'm really looking to try and capture. But I do have a short list. And if my number one target doesn't come through, I'll have to start working my way down the list and see who's available and who wants to step up to the job.
Yeah, sure. So hopefully that can be done fairly quickly. Now, last season, it was yourself, David, and also York Stadelman who were key parts of the coaching lineup. Now, we know what the financial situation is like at Histon. Is York likely to be back for next season, or is that going to be just too much of a stretch now?
It would be crazy not to want somebody with York's expertise on the sports science side and what he can bring as a player as well, at the football club. I'm still waiting for the board to actually fully confirm what the budget can be. And until then, and I've spoken with Jorg about this, until then, that you know, I can't say whether he's going to be at the football club or not. I'd love that to happen. He did a great job last year under David's guidance. With all the work he put in, we're just going to have to wait and see whether we can make it happen. You know, because it's got to be right for him as well at the end of the day. Both parties got to be happy with what we can offer.
So you're pretty happy overall, are you, with the money that's available? I know there's not a lot of it, but you feel you've got enough to do what you want to do?
Yes, the basis of the squad will be the same as last year in terms of pretty much everybody is contracted with, you know, to the football club, apart from Daniel Sparks and Remy. But I'll be sitting down with them and seeing if we can make them improved offers to keep them at the football club. I'm happy with what we've got, and I'm confident that the board are going to give me a little bit extra to bring in some new faces and freshen things up, give us a bit more strength and depth. I'm confident that we will be able to build a decent team on the budget that I'm going to be given.
I suspect I already know the answer to this next question, but are you pretty confident that David Livermore will make a big success of what he does at Millwall?
Yes, he's been on holiday, so I've had a little bit of contact with him, you know, texts and emails, and I can't wait to speak to him when he gets back and just wish him all the best, and basically to thank him for what he's done for me and the advice and the help he's given me as his assistant. Look, David made a decision, and I'm sure, knowing David, that he's going to make that decision be the right decision. He's very confident in his own ability, and so he should be. So I'm sure he's going to go down there, and whatever he's asked to do, he's going to go over and above what's expected.